The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. And it's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you to the program. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I was not going to say anything in this segment about the Iran thing, the president giving the authorization to take out this Iranian general. But I watched a little bit of news during the break, and just a couple things for you folks to consider. All right. I have promised you I will never tell you what to think. So I'm not going to go on the air and pretend to be some expert on foreign relations because I'm not. Pretend to be some expert on Iran because I'm not. Pretend to be some expert on military activity because I am not. I'm not an expert on any of those things. But what I constantly try to do every single day is to challenge you to think. So I will never say, here's the way you're supposed to interpret this, and here's what you folks are supposed to think. No. But I will try often to give you what you are not going to hear in the mainstream media, so at least you can evaluate and think for yourself. This program is about being an LTD. Listen, think, discern. Now, I want to throw this out. Instantly, and I mean immediately, after this rocket attack was carried out, the liberal left, the Democrats, went on TV and condemned it. Now, at that point, did they know the intelligence that the president knew? No. Had they been briefed yet? No. And of course, they're screaming, well, the president didn't consult us. Are you serious? With the leaks, the things that have been leaked to the media from the Democratic left in the last 3 years, are you out of your head? Do you think that any president with half an ounce of brain would brief people that he knew would leak it to the press? That's ridiculous. But anyway, he is releasing now intelligence to the Senate and the House. There is going to be a complete confidential behind closed doors briefing this coming Wednesday. I think the Secretary of Defense, the Director of the CIA, and others will be giving a complete briefing to congressional leaders this coming Wednesday. But think about this. The attack was condemned before they had any information whatsoever as to why the president offered the approved the attack. And if you were listening earlier, and this is fascinating, because, again, I read to you a great deal of information from Reuters news agency, and Reuters is not far right. Reuters is not Fox News. Reuters is pretty independent, pretty accurate, and pretty balanced, I have found through the years. Reuters was able to uncover an incredible amount of information about this general that clear back in October, he was planning extensive attacks on American military units, military bases, U.S. military personnel, and American citizens. At a meeting in October that Reuters found out about, they discovered that this guy, with other Iranian and even some Iraqi leaders, were planning massive attacks on U.S. Bases, U.S. targets, and so forth. Now ask yourself this question. If Reuters could find out this information proving that this general that was killed was in the active final stages of carrying out attacks on American citizens, American military, and American bases, if Reuters could find that, don't you think that Democrats in the House and the Senate could find the same information? But here's the problem. The liberal left has become so divisive, and they hate Trump so much. If Trump does it, it's bad. Doesn't make any difference what it is. If Trump did it, it's bad. If Trump said it, it's bad. If Trump even thought it, it's bad. And so the minute that Trump carried out this attack, it was immediately condemned before there was any information, before there was any intelligence gathering. It was just simply Trump did it, so it must be bad. Now, for me, the most interesting thing is the overwhelming public opinion supports the attack, which is just, you know, this whole impeachment thing. It's another indication that the liberal left is no longer trusted by the American people. The media, the liberal left, is simply not trusted by the American people any longer. They just aren't. Now, before we go into the break, I just want to remind you, could this bring about serious repercussions from Iran? Yes. I said this on Friday of last week. This is serious stuff. And it's not just enough to say, well, Trump did it, so it's got to be right, and we just don't have to worry about it. It seems, from what we're learning now, that the decision was justified and legal. And even from a biblical standpoint of what is a justifiable war, it would seem that this attack on this general would be justified. But this is serious stuff. Now, it's not that Iran loved us before and now they hate us. Iran hated us before this. Iran was planning attacks on Americans before this. This will just give them more justification. So pray for our troops. And folks, I don't care if you hate him. Pray for the president, as we've been reminded with this military strike. What he does impacts all of us, so why wouldn't you pray for him? Pray for wisdom, guidance, not only for him, but those that advise him and those that are involved in our military. These are perilous times. Pray.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I was referring earlier to a New York Times article on Christian health sharing ministries. fascinating article for what it includes, even more fascinating for what it does not include. But they also had a, let's see, what is today? The 6th. This article came out on Saturday on the 4th. And it's a lengthy article from the New York Times. The headline, Right-Wing Views for Generation Z, 5 minutes at a time. It's a lengthy article about my colleague Dennis Prager and PragerU. Now, most of you are familiar with Dennis Prager. If not, Dennis Prager is a part of our Salem Media family. He is nationally syndicated over on our conservative talk format. Many of you are familiar with Salem Media. We're a very, very large company, and we have three primary formats. We have the Christian teaching talk, which is what you're listening to now, and we have stations across America. That was the original format for Salem Media. That was begun by two brothers in law several years ago. Christian teaching talk, little or no music, talk shows, teaching programs with John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll. The Bible Bus, McGee. J. Vernon McGee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's one of our formats, Christian teaching talk. The other format is contemporary Christian music. That's The Fish. And, of course, we have The Fish here in Columbus. Then there is the, and by the way, we have several of those fish stations across America as well. We have a huge one in Atlanta, a huge one in Los Angeles, several others. So, anyway, that's the second format. The third format is the conservative talk. Here in Columbus, that's our partner, 98.9 FM, The Answer, WTOH. That is our sister station owned by Salem Media. So here in our little cluster in Columbus, we have WRFD, we have 95.9 The Fish, and then we have 98.9 WTOH, The Answer. So those are the three formats. Dennis Prager is nationally syndicated on our conservative talk. He and Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and now Sebastian Gorka and Larry Elder are the primary nationally syndicated hosts on our conservative talk format. Anyway, Dennis Prager is one of our colleagues. He is a conservative Orthodox Jew. I had the privilege of interviewing him, what was that, 2 weeks ago, concerning the movie that he and Adam Carolla brought out, No Safe Spaces. Dennis Prager is a Jew, but he is one of the most fierce defenders of evangelical Christianity in America. And the bizarre thing, our national talk show hosts were involved in a national Salvation Army campaign. We were involved here locally in Central Ohio. We also had a national outreach, mostly through our conservative talk. Dennis Prager, a Jew, his listeners raise more money for a Christian organization than any of the other talk show hosts. Just indicates what a defender of evangelical Christianity Dennis Prager is. He is brilliant. His IQ, I have no idea. It's off the chart. And I said it during the interview that I had with him a couple weeks ago. I am grateful he's on our side. Well, a few years ago, he established what he calls Prager U, or Prager University. Now, Prager University doesn't meet in brick-and-mortar buildings, doesn't meet in any particular location. Prager U is made up of 5-minute videos, and now through the years, there are hundreds of them. Most of them are not recorded by Dennis Prager, but by guest teachers, by guest lecturers, And their political background, religious background is all over the place. But all of them are exceptionally well done, and they present a conservative viewpoint and a conservative worldview. And by the way, this is fascinating. Dennis Prager's worldview is much closer to my worldview. He's a Jew. I'm an evangelical Christian. Dennis Prager's worldview is much closer to mine than a mainline Protestant pastor. Dennis Prager's worldview begins with the fallen nature of man, as does mine. The liberal Protestant Christian begins with the goodness of man. Anyway, that's PragerU is racking up more. Are you ready for this? Has racked up more than 1 billion views last year alone. 1 billion views last year alone. And it's having an impact. And because of that, the New York Times doesn't like it. So here's the headline I'm looking at from the New York Times this past Saturday. Right-wing views for Generation Z, 5 minutes at a time. Dennis Prager believes teenagers are more open to conservative ideas than millennials. With PragerU, he's making a play to get around their professors. And you know what? It's true. Let me jump down a few paragraphs. Last year, PragerU videos racked up more than 1 billion views. The Prager Empire now has a fleet of 6,500 high school and college student promoters known as the Prager Force, who host on-campus meetings and gather at least once a year for conventions. The goal of the people behind all of this. Dennis Prager, the conservative talk show host and impresario of this digital empire, and the venture's billionaire funders. Isn't that interesting? New York Times wants you to know this bunch of rich people. So anyway, it is a 5-page article. Much of it is actually truthful, in that it is the PragerU videos are having an incredible impact. And I want to make this clear, not necessarily presenting a Christian worldview, but a conservative worldview. So it has certainly got the attention of the New York Times, and I would recommend to my listeners, most of the PragerU videos are exceptional. They're well done. They're only 5 minutes, and they deal with social issues, moral issues, constitutional issues, political issues, all from a conservative point of view. There are a lot of Christians who have recorded videos for PragerU, but certainly not all of them. But I would encourage you to check out the PragerU videos. Important enough that the New York Times spent a considerable amount of ink and internet space on the impact that the PragerU videos are having across America. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back.